Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts. Lay down and die.
If you look at the lyrics for I Will Survive, especially the part where it says, walk out the door, turn around, you're not welcome anymore. That's kind of the message from Broadway producers to their musicians in a certain way. The Pit Orchestra has been shrinking for a number of years, but it seems to have hit a new low. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, now a Broadway show, is using recorded music instead of hiring the 18 or 19 musicians that are actually called for in the show. And musicians are using that as a rallying cry to try and keep live music on Broadway. Joining us this morning is Marshall Coyd. He's the only violinist that performs in the Broadway show Chicago, and he's been performing on Broadway for about 30 years in a number of ways. Marshall, good morning.
Good morning.
We have been reading articles about the shrinking size of the Pit Orchestra for a long time. There was the period in the 80s when Cats first played. It had 21 musicians in the pit, and then it went on tour, and it had 8. And now there are places, touring companies of 42nd Street with 4 people, with tons and tons of space down there in those big old empty pits. Is this a new thing?
Well, it's not a new thing. It's an accelerating trend that has been going on for a number of years, and I've been seeing it from my early entry into the Broadway world, and it just is getting worse and worse. And this most recent example with Priscilla is kind of the maybe worst or one of the worst examples I've ever seen, and the most blatant and the most daring, if you want to call it that, on the part of the producers to use recorded strings and not have any live strings at all in the production.
So you've helped to found Save the Music on Broadway. The website is savelivemusic.com. It's a nationwide campaign. So Marshall Coyd, since we don't have anybody representing music producers, Broadway producers here, let me just play that role for a second.
Absolutely.
And say, look, you know, the audiences on Broadway aren't what they used to be. It's extremely expensive to launch a Broadway musical, especially complying with union contracts. We can't afford the size of the 20-person, 30-person, sometimes 50-person pit orchestras that we used to use.
And I will respond. I think there's a tradition in Broadway of real orchestration, relatively large orchestras, and I think that that's what people come to Broadway to expect. They want the live experience. They certainly don't want something that's recorded. I don't think that by reducing the orchestras, the producers have changed any ticket prices. I think that also the statistics are very inflated from their point of view regarding exactly how much of the total budget of a show goes into paying the musicians, even a larger orchestra.
But Marshall, I mean, in terms of show business, I mean, you know, the Beatles only had 4 instrumentalists and they drew millions and millions. I mean, Spring Awakening had a small rock band. American
right.
Idiot had a rock band. I mean, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert might be a bad example because it's a story of some crazy guys on a bus who listen to disco in their recorded stereo on the bus. So it actually is part of the story.
True, in terms of the production numbers that they perform in the story. But there is also, as you're saying, a very compelling and touching and emotional story that, at least to my sensibilities, screams out for orchestration and particular strings, which are traditionally used to heighten some of the most emotional and poignant and sensitive and compelling moments in production.
And I wonder to a certain extent that to John's point, the fact that although Priscilla may be arguably okay artistically using recorded music, what's ended up happening on Broadway is you're taking the composer's original intent and reducing what they wrote for a fully orchestrated score down to sometimes a keyboard. Right, Marshall?
Yeah, there's all kinds of reduction. It's a diminishing experience for the audience. And the survey we have on the website, which has overwhelming response in support of live music. I want to make sure to get this in that the website is called SaveLiveMusicOnBroadway.com, and there's a petition to sign if one is so inclined. And there's a lot of information there that I think really clarifies what is going on and how to really view this. It's not about labor, it's not about jobs, it's about an artistic decision and what the audience deserves as the best that Broadway is supposed to represent. I think that's the bottom line.
We're speaking with Marshall Coyd right now, the only violinist that's used in the Broadway production of Chicago.
Well, Marshall, is it a myth that concertmasters actually don't want any other violinists around them, that they actually would prefer to just be solo?
Oh, God, no. I mean, I've been a concertmaster probably 100 times, and one of the greatest pleasures is having a wonderful stand partner and section that works as a unit, and, you know, it's not a domination. It's a cooperative experience, just like on a larger scale, a Broadway show is a cooperative experience where there's interaction and interplay between musicians, dancers, actors, singers, all the forces that make up the production.
It is fun to play in an orchestra. You don't look down on the violas, right, Marshall?
No.
Well, but Marshall Coyd, in the end, the producers say this is a labor issue. Do you think the union is ready to come to the table with some concessions if they say it's all about cost?
Heavy sigh. I would contest that premise. Oh. I really would contest that premise strongly. I think that's an excuse to try to get away with something, to increase profits at the expense of everyone else. I really don't think it is a labor issue. Yes, there is a component. I mean, that's obvious. But it's certainly, to me and many, I think the audience is starting to understand this too. That's their way of framing the argument, which suits their needs.
And we'll have to leave it there. Marshall Coyd, the only violinist currently playing in the Broadway production of Chicago, 30-year history on Broadway. Thank you so much, Marshall.
Thank you so much.
SaveLiveMusic.com. That's
SaveLiveMusicOnBroadway.com.